The WTNS Communication Lines gives you 2 hours of local news, weather, sports, and information. WTNS Radio gives you everything you need to know. We are live and we are local. And it all starts with WTNS News.
For one man, it's all over. I'm Jeremy Scott. A West Lafayette councilman has resigned. Council approved 31-year-old Craig Bordenkircher's resignation last night. Member Beau Fortune then saw no need to proceed with the proposed hearing.
Due to his resignation, we're canceling the hearing on his suspension. No longer relevant.
Mayor Steve Bordenkircher received a resignation letter dated November 15th. Bordenkircher's resignation follows a court appearance in municipal court where Judge Tim France granted a request for a jury trial to be held December 15th concerning a misdemeanor dilapidated structure charge against Bordenkircher. Council also approved adding Police Chief Chris Walters' recommendation of former SO and Strasburg PD Sergeant Tom Coates. He'll replace Sergeant Cody Cochran, who earlier resigned. Two juveniles were banged up pretty well after an ATV accident yesterday in Perry Township. It happened around a quarter after 5 on County Road 367. Emergency personnel found the juvenile was operating a gator on private property when a tire blew out, which caused the gator to overturn. The juvenile driver, as well as a juvenile passenger, sustained injuries to the head and shoulder and were taken to Knox County Memorial Hospital. From the sheriff's office, a couple of other accidents to report from yesterday. David Bechtel of Warsaw was traveling northbound on Water Street when he took an improper turn and struck a telephone pole. Jennifer Hayward of Cambridge, Ohio, was traveling westbound on Cambridge Road when she was struck by Myrtle Galeta of Coshocton in the 1200 block of Cambridge Road. As far as complaints go, AD Berry Heating and Cooling reported the theft of a trailer from their business. Addison Guthrie reported a disorderly subject in the 24,000 block of Airport Road. And Ryan Madden from Alliance, Ohio, requested a report of information be completed for the removal of parts from a vehicle he was commissioned to tow. This year's Coshocton County election results are official. The County Board of Elections certified the results yesterday in a morning meeting. The next step is a post-election audit. This audit will be conducted at 2 randomly selected precincts, which were selected yesterday morning by an envelope draw. Those precincts will be 2A and 2B, both of which are housed at Coshocton Village Inn and Suites.
We have to audit the races that have the most voters. So it'll be the sales and use tax for the Justice Center, the EMS levy, and the library levy.
Director Kirsten Ross says it's a matter of making sure the votes cast equal the numbers reported on election night. The holiday season means many great things. However, scam callers are not one of them, but this is the time of year when scammers are hitting the phone lines hard, hoping to con people into giving money. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost has issued a public service announcement specifically warning residents of this year's trend where scammers pretend to be someone from Amazon customer service, saying there's been a large charge to the person's credit card and they need the person's personal information to verify the transaction is legitimate. And such scams are being carried out on a local level.
We have taken reports this year of up to $15,000 being scammed from one individual.
That's Coshocton County Sheriff Jim Crawford, who says if you get any such call, simply hang up the phone. The Buckeye State is second in the nation, but not in a good way. The CDC has released its 2021 as state-by-state weight statistics, and Ohio ranks second in the percent of overweight children. Lynn Garrett, a certified nurse practitioner affiliated with Coshocton Regional Medical Center, who's been in nursing for over 30 years, says weight problems in children have progressively worsened in her time in medicine. This she attributes to one major factor.
We are doing much more social media, video games, keeping our face in a phone. And our kids start that at a very young age. And 20 years ago, that was not the case.
Garrett also blames the statistic on parents' reliance upon fast food and pre-made frozen food, such as boxed meals, which can be high in caloric content. A decades-old struggle between the city of Coshocton and a formerly private property has come to a peaceful end. Mayor Mark Mills last night announced the city has acquired the piece of land in question.
It's been a long, long time coming that the city just got together with the owners and closed the deal, and we now have complete ownership of Ferry Falls Drive.
Specifically, the city bought the section of the road between Otsego Road and the railroad tracks, which runs past Colonial Sports and Courts, and, says Auditor Sherry Kirkpatrick, it came at a five-figure price.
Ferry Falls Drive, the city remitted $10,000 for that.
The battle goes back to 1976 when the city accidentally performed some maintenance on the section of the road when, in fact, it was owned by Dr. Edward Schlegel. The city had been trying for years to acquire the section of road, citing the state of disrepair the roadway is in and the fact the city has the resources to improve it. And now that the deal is done, Mills says that's exactly what's going to happen with some drainage work in the long-term plans.
And we will pave it. I'm not sure next year if it's going to get worked on the paving schedule, but we'll do our best to make that kind of match up with the rest of Ferry Falls Drive.
The mayor says to him this deal is a symbol of something greater than just a piece of land.
I think just showing what we're doing here in this building with forming relationships with people and closing almost 50-year-old deals is kind of what we're doing on a daily basis.
There had been talks in 2019 of the city's buying the property for $5,000, but those talks were ultimately tabled. I'm Jeremy Scott, WTNS News.
A bottle of red, perhaps a bottle of rosé instead. Get a table near the street in our old familiar place, you and I face to face. A bottle of red, it all depends upon your appetite. I'll meet you anytime you want in our Italian restaurant.
I got a new wife, got a new life, and the family is fine. Oh, lost touch long ago. You lost weight, I did not know. You remember I looked so nice after so much time. Do you remember those days hanging out at the Village Green? Engineer boots, leather jackets, and tight blue jeans. Still going steady in the
summer of 75, when they decided the marriage would be at the end of July. Everyone said they were crazy. Brenda, you know that you're much too lazy, and Eddie could never afford to live that kind of life. Oh, but there we were waving Brenda and Eddie goodbye.
It's 13 minutes after 9 o'clock, and good Tuesday morning. It is time for the Communication Lines program, and I am your host, Mike Bechtel. We'll be together till 11 o'clock this morning, and once again, just open phone lines today. Going to get busier later in the week with the Christmas Castle project on the horizon, but today, it's just you and me to talk about whatever is on your mind, and a few topics that I have marked here from the Associated Press and from the world of sports. And a reminder, Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, there will be no Communication Lines program on Thanksgiving Day. And Friday, we will officially kick off the Christmas Castle project. We'll have the majors from the Salvation Army here with us and explain the program, how it works, and the goals, etc., and a long-standing program, and something that it always warms my heart at the generosity of the community each year for the Christmas Castle Project. And it is all about the bundling up kids. And a morning like this, 24 degrees outside, drives the point home. And it happens every year. The need is very real. In fact, on mornings like this, you can see it for yourself if you pay attention driving down the roads. In the morning, you see the kids on their way to school. Some have tattered coats, others no coats at all. And that is the whole point. The Christmas Castle Project is to keep them warm and bundled up for this holiday season. The need is out there, and the community always comes through to help make it happen. We already have some pledges and actually donations that are already in. So I just want to put the idea in your mind. If you have Card Club this week, or an organization you belong to has a meeting, or just your family around the dinner table, a lot of families give to the Christmas Castle. They make a decision with families that perhaps they have their own kids, and they're a family that is doing all right, not in need this holiday season, but they get together, talk with the kids, and decide to help out families that are in need. And they are out there. And we'll talk more on Friday about that with the folks from the Salvation Army. So if you are getting together, just want to put the idea in your mind that now's the time to talk about the Christmas Castle. If you'd like to make a pledge, make a donation, and officially we'll kick off the Christmas Castle Project Friday morning. And we always set a goal to reach that monetary goal. I don't know exactly what it is just yet, but to reach that monetary goal in a week by the following Friday. Sometimes, most of the time we hit that goal. We haven't always. In fact, once or twice we've hit the goal early. So that is coming up here in a few days, the Christmas Castle Project, and maybe think about that, talk about that around your Thanksgiving table this Thursday. And speaking of Thanksgiving, our question of the week last week has to do with the best items on the dinner table on Thanksgiving Day, the traditional turkey dinner, and nothing like a well-roasted turkey. Which is better, the white meat or the dark meat? I think the white meat is overrated, and don't get me wrong, I love both the white meat and the dark meat, but the turkey leg, the turkey thighs, that's some good turkey as well. So we can chat about that if you'd like. And what about side items? The best side items are question of the week. Mashed potatoes. Homemade mashed potatoes. When you peel the potatoes and mash them up yourself, boil them, mash them up, add some butter, maybe a little garlic, and it's labor intensive, but well worth the effort. And in recent years, I've gotten pretty good at making turkey gravy. My first few attempts were not spectacular, but I make a mean turkey gravy these days. So what about your favorite items on the dinner table on Thanksgiving, whether it's the turkey itself or mashed potatoes and turkey gravy? Grandma's noodles. A lot of folks have a grandma that make those noodles and that you count on every year. And I've already eaten my noodles that I got from the ladies at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church last week. And boy, they were delish. Can't wait till next year. Let's see, what else is there? Something that I think is fairly regional but very, very popular around here, and that is green bean casserole. You ever buy French's dried onions for any other reason than to cook green bean casserole? I don't know what other purpose that they have, but green bean casserole, that's one of my favorites and one of my daughter's favorites as well. And let's see, there are yams, sweet potatoes. They tend to get mixed reviews. And what else? Of course, the pies. There's usually a grandma in the family that'll bake a pie or two. So we can talk about Thanksgiving. We can chat about whatever else is on your mind today. We can talk about the cold, the temperatures, talk about other things that are going on in the world today. Gas prices, a lot of people gearing up to travel for Thanksgiving. And the lines at security at airports expected to be a little bit longer this Thanksgiving. And if you aren't flying, gas prices are higher. So do you plan to travel? Millions of Americans are, whether it's by car or plane or a combination of both. Give me a call. The phone lines are open all the way up till 11 o'clock this morning, 740-622-1560-1567 or 545-9284. Speaking of gas prices, President Biden has ordered 50 million barrels of oil released from the Strategic Reserve to help bring down energy costs in coordination with other major energy-consuming nations, including China, India, and the United Kingdom. The move is aimed at global energy markets, but also aimed at voters who are coping with higher inflation and rising prices ahead of Thanksgiving and winter holiday travel. Gas prices are about $3.40 a gallon, more than double their price a year ago, according to the American Automobile Association. At $3.40 a gallon, I don't think we're quite that high here in Coshocton, but darn close to it. So those are some things that we can talk about. I've got some other stories marked as well, but we do have a caller waiting, so let's get to the phones. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, how are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you doing this morning?
Well, I'm breathing.
Well, that's always good.
People talk about their side dishes, you know, mashed potatoes, and, you know, with noodles or without noodles, you know. Well, my favorite side dish is my wife.
Well, that is a sweet sentiment. What, you still there? Okay. I'm going to assume that was meant to be a sweet sentiment. Okay. Not 100% positive of that since he went away right after the comment, but, I'm going to take that as meaning that he loves his wife and leave it at that. Phone lines are open. What about you? 740-622-1560. What'd I leave out? Cranberry sauce. Like sweet potatoes. That's, one of those dishes that either just about everybody loves, the mashed potatoes and gravy and the noodles and maybe even green bean casserole and, sweet potatoes and sweet potato casserole. A little bit more divisive. Same goes for cranberry sauce. I love cranberry sauce. Actually, on the turkey, you put a little cranberry sauce on your plate and put it on the turkey itself, adds a sweeter element to it, although it's not the cranberries that are sweet. It's all the sugar and perhaps corn syrup that's in the cranberry sauce. But I love cranberry sauce, and I like the kind that is just the jellied cranberry sauce. You pour it out of the can. It retains the shape of the can. But I also like the cranberry sauce with the chunks of cranberries in it as well. I'm not particular. So what about you? Are you a fan of cranberry sauce? Give me a call. 740-622-1560-1567-545-9284. We can talk about that. We can talk about gas prices. We can talk about travel for the Thanksgiving holiday, or we can chat about something completely different. It is up to you. This Lost and Found Pet Information is brought to you by A1 Vet Care. A large, neutered hound mix, red with white on his muzzle and paws, was found on Plum Street. This dog has been taken to the animal shelter. Phone number is 740-622-9741. And this one just in, a female black and tan hound wearing a Jack Skellington collar. That's what that says. Don't know what that is. It was found on County Road 621, and that dog also has been taken to the animal shelter. Phone number is 740-622-9741. This lost and found pet information was brought to you by A1 Vet Care. Well, the phone lines are open. Let's get started. 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. We'll be back right after this.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard. Aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Redefine what's possible at Central Ohio Technical College, now offering more flexible class formats. Whether you're ready to fast track from just a job to a career, get that promotion, or start a bachelor's degree, COTC is the smart choice to reach your goals quickly. Our on-campus, virtual, or hybrid formats fit your lifestyle. And with small class sizes, personal attention, and free tutoring, you'll be on your path to what's next. Learn how COTC can get you there at go.cotc.edu/ycotc.
The gifts you really want are here at G.A. Fisher's. Join us for our Christmas open house, Black Friday and Saturday, from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Spend $50 or more and receive a free jewelry gift while sampling warm drinks and sweet treats. Love Kendra Scott? Buy one, get another for half off during our Christmas open house. So many great gift ideas while enjoying a hustle and bustle free shopping experience. Only Black Friday and Saturday at G.A. Fisher Diamond Jewelers in historic Roscoe Village.
Coshocton Regional Medical Center has been proudly recognized as a 2021 Top 100 Hospital in the Nation by Fortune and IBM Watson Health. This distinction demonstrates our ongoing commitment to patient-centered care right here in Coshocton. With over 6,000 hospitals in the nation, we are proud of our employees and staff whose hard work and dedication to our patients made us a Top 100 Hospital. Coshocton Regional Medical Center, where care matters most.
Call the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service for the local forecast 24 hours a day at 622-0194. Jeff Drennan Ford, 801 South 2nd Street, Coshocton. And always remember, when you're thinking of buying a new car, it's time to talk to Jeff.
Merry Christmas! I'm Candy Hostetter with HER Realtors. Is your Christmas wish getting a new home for the first of the year or selling one that you have now? If so, then let me work for you and make your Christmas dream come true. Call me, Candy Hostetter, with HER Realtors at 740-575-1248. And Merry Christmas from my family to yours.
Mainly sunny today, cold with high temperatures in the upper 30s for tonight, clear. Lows in the mid-20s, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny in the morning, then becoming a partly sunny with highs in the upper 40s. Currently in Coshocton, it is 25 degrees. Oh, bumped up a degree here in the last half hour. Now, still a chilly November morning. 9:27 is the time. Let's go ahead and take another phone call. Hi, you're in the air.
Hi there.
Morning.
You haven't mentioned scalloped oysters. You can't have Thanksgiving without scalloped oysters.
Oh my gosh, how can I forget scalloped oysters? Oysters are a little on the pricey side, and I've mentioned many times that it's a tradition with my family to have raw oysters on Thanksgiving and Christmas, and also a tradition to have raw oysters with friends on Michigan weekend as well. But scalloped oysters, you can't beat it. Do you make them yourself?
I do. And you don't really need to. Sometimes if they're too expensive, you don't have to buy the whole amount because the juice flavors the crackers and everything. So you can, you don't have to. It doesn't have to be such an expensive dish.
Well, and you're right about that. And when you eat oysters raw, typically, if that's the only way you're going to eat them, you end up throwing out that juice and the liquor, and you're paying, $20 a pound for that as well. When you make scalloped oysters, you just pour all of that juice or liquor, they call it, in with the crackers and breading, and it adds a very rich oystery flavor to your dish.
Sure does. Now, have you ever made orange cranberry relish?
I have had it long ago, but I've never made it. It sounds delicious.
that's a tradition at our house, and it really is simple. It's just one bag of cranberries and a whole orange and a cup of sugar, and you just put it in the food processor.
Sounds very simple. Yeah, have you ever eaten a raw cranberry all by itself?
Yes, I did. Yesterday when I was making it, I had a family member that had never had cranberries. I said, let's eat one, and it was, like, really tart.
Yeah, you have to try it at least once, but just plain cranberries are not really good for sitting around and just snacking on. But if you make juice or sauce out of them, they're delicious.
Right. Now, mashed potatoes, I always use Yukon Gold, and I don't peel them because the peel kind of disintegrates when you mash it up.
I know of people that have done that. Now, I always peel them because I like the nice, clean, white, smooth the consistency of them. I add lots of butter, a little bit of cream cheese, and a pinch of garlic.
That sounds delicious. You have a happy Thanksgiving, Mike.
Yeah, you do the same. Now, is it? Do you cook the whole meal, or do you bring a side dish or two to somebody else's place?
I'm cooking the whole meal, and actually this year we're doing duck. My son wanted duck.
Oh, okay. No turkey at all, huh?
No, not this year.
Do you make gravy?
Yep.
And what? Yep. So how do you... how do you make gravy? I have learned that the secret, at least for me, is you got to start with a roux.
Yeah, a nice roux makes a good gravy. I probably won't make it out of the duck broth, though, because it'll be really greasy. So yeah. I'll probably use the chicken broth.
Ducks do produce a lot of grease. So, have you ever had duck before?
Yes. I'm actually going to... I usually brine my turkey in a sugar, salt, apple cider, orange with poultry seasoning and garlic and ginger in it. And I'm going to do the same with the duck, but I'm going to glaze the duck with orange marmalade.
Ooh, that sounds good. This is advanced Thanksgiving cooking we're talking about here. Sounds like you know what you're doing.
I've done it before, so it won't be too bad.
Well, thank you for calling this morning and reminding us about some scalloped oysters. Enjoy your Thanksgiving, and thank you for calling today.
You too, Mike. Thanks.
It is at 9:32, and the phone lines are open. And nice happy call leading up to the Thanksgiving holiday. And there are those that say, let's not talk about Christmas yet. We still have Thanksgiving to go. We can talk about both, and it's always nice to talk to somebody that is in a joyful mood as Thanksgiving and or Christmas approach. So give me a call and let me know your thoughts. Scalloped oysters. I talk about raw oysters all the time. I've made scalloped oysters before, and typically it is when there are leftover oysters from Thanksgiving and the Michigan game, and there's still some left over. That's when I make scalloped oysters, because they don't have a terribly long shelf life in your refrigerator. So oysters. And talk about polarizing foods. Some people love cranberry sauce, some hate it. Same thing for sweet potatoes, but the raw oyster and perhaps scalloped oysters, very polarizing. The texture is a turn off for many, but when it comes to traditions, raw oysters, they've always been a rite of passage for the kids in my family. When you get to a certain age, you eat your first raw oyster, and the rest of the family photographs the expression on your face. I don't know how old I was when I had my first raw oyster, probably 8 or 9, maybe, because that was a grown-up food. That's something just the grown-ups eat. So when you eat that first raw oyster, then you're officially a grown-up. And let's see, my youngest daughter, I think she was 21 when she finally tasted a raw oyster. It was on Michigan Day, and we applied lots of peer pressure to her. So give me a call. The phone lines are open, and that's more about a beloved friends slash family tradition than it is about food. But oysters, an acquired taste. Probably didn't like my first raw oyster, and now I love them. Can't get enough of them. come around the holidays, and it is a rather pricey food, so not something that you want to buy for the dinner table, or most people wouldn't want to buy for the dinner table on a regular basis, but for special occasions, Thanksgiving, Christmas, the Michigan game, can't beat it. Phone lines are open. Give me a call, 740-622-1560. So we've talked about the turkey, mashed potatoes and gravy, and noodles, and sweet potatoes, scalloped oysters, green bean casserole. Those are some of the traditional foods for Thanksgiving, and you can't forget all the pies, pumpkin pie in particular. So we can talk about your dinner table on Thanksgiving if you would like. And our last caller, and I've done this with friends and family before as well, that we pass up the turkey for just 1 year and try something different. And she is cooking a duck, and good luck with that. I have cooked duck a couple of times, not enough to really get good at it, but they are as greasy as all get out. They do produce a lot of oil and grease, and I would suspect that there is a special way that you need to cook duck to do it properly. Last time I cooked duck, and I think it was when the Buckeyes were playing, might have even been for the national championship. It was in the playoffs, or an important end of the season game. Let's just put it that way. So I decided to cook a duck, and it was a spectacular failure. Didn't know exactly what I was doing. Needed to do a little bit more internet research ahead of time. All right, phone lines are open to talk about Thanksgiving if you would like. This is a holiday week after all, but if there is something else that you'd like to chat about, issues that are facing our society today, gas prices is a big one. We can talk about that. We had the story this morning of the city of Coshocton has acquired the lower part of Ferry Falls Drive between the railroad tracks, now abandoned railroad tracks, and Otsego Avenue, that up until now was privately owned, although it is publicly accessed to the city. And if you look, and it's, I still haven't gotten a good explanation as to how this happened, but Ferry Falls Drive from 14th Street down to the railroad tracks, so that's a city street. Houses all along it, but the ownership up until now stopped at the railroad tracks, but yet a privately owned little section there where the Otsego Carryout and Colonial Sports and Courts was still publicly accessed and very heavily traveled as well. So some dispute came up over the repair of that short but bumpy stretch of Ferry Falls Drive. So the city appears to have taken the first steps to remedying that. Phone lines are open to talk about Thanksgiving or Ferry Falls Drive or sports or something else. 740-622-1560. Back in a moment.
These deals are so good, they should be on fire. Better yet, they can be lit on fire. It's Black Friday at Cheap Tobacco, and that means we have what you need at the lowest prices of the year. We have tubes free with the purchase of five, as well as $10 off Top-O-Matic rolling machines. Cheap Tobacco has you covered in all the major categories, so stop in today to see what else is on sale and stock up before it's too late.
Visit Coshocton's Cheap Tobacco at 115 North 2nd Street.
This is Jim Smucker, president of Keim in Charm, Ohio. You'll find Keim Home Center located on 50 acres in the rolling hills of Holmes County. Do you have a home, building, or woodworking project in mind? If so, Keim has an unmatched selection of items available for you. At Keim, our team of experts is committed to caring for your project like we care for our own. We offer convenient pickup and delivery options. Visit Keim Home Center or go to keimhome.com to learn more. Keim, built on trust since 1911.
My son is not some statistic.
My daughter's not a headline.
My girl, she's not someone's agenda.
What
she is.
Is irreplaceable.
COVID hospitalizations of young people have tripled since the start of summer.
So I talked to my daughter's doctor about COVID vaccines.
And she said they're highly effective in preventing hospitalizations
and deaths, even from the Delta variant.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Do you enjoy sports betting or fantasy sports? If so, know that gambling's not a way to earn your income. BeforeYouBet.org helps keep gambling fun and assesses your risk for problem gambling. Be the fan with a plan this season and take our quiz at BeforeYouBet.org.
The ONN Daily Podcast. Get a recap of all the day's news from across the state. The ONN Daily Podcast. Listen at ONNRadio.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts from the Ohio News Network.
Family Urgent Care, located in the Downtowner Plaza, now has a nurse practitioner on site Monday through Friday. Having a nurse practitioner on location will help diagnose and treat acute and chronic conditions, prescribe medications, and order tests such as lab work and x-rays. Family Urgent Care is open Monday through Friday. Give them a call at 740-722-9600 or stop by. They are located next to the BMV in the Downtowner Plaza.
Mainly sunny today, cold with highs in the upper 30s. For tonight, clear, lows in the mid-20s. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny in the morning, then becoming a partly sunny with high temperatures in the upper 40s. Currently, it is 27 degrees in Coshocton. And we have open phone lines up until 11 o'clock. And we have another caller waiting, so let's get back to the phones now. Hi, you're in the air.
Hey, Mike. I know it's not much cheaper, but we just came back from New Philly yesterday, and it was $3.14 a gallon up there.
Okay, well, that's pretty good, relatively speaking. Let's see, what is it around here right now, about $3.29 or so?
Right in there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not much of a savings, but if you're going to New Philly anyway, you
sure
might as well, you know, do that. So, all righty.
All right, well, thank you for calling, and, yeah, and when it doesn't seem like a big difference, but, you know, we're talking about 15-cent difference. That doesn't sound like a big difference when gas prices are over $3 a gallon, and I want to thank that call, because usually when I get a phone call, it's about how high gas prices are, and you will find gas prices, you know, around here a little bit lower than the national average. That is typical, but usually the calls I get are the ones that are where Coshocton is the highest. That's not always the case. Although up around New Philly, Dover area, and for whatever reason, that corridor between Cambridge and Canton oftentimes does have lower prices than us. And also that gas station just this side of Newark. It's not always the case. Phone lines are open. Talk about gas prices, to talk about your Thanksgiving meal, to talk about the Buckeyes taking on the Michigan Wolverines this weekend. So this is the week that if you have family-friendly, radio-friendly Michigan Wolverine jokes that you would like to share, be my guest. 740-622-1560. One of the Columbus TV stations, I think that it was, well, I forget exactly which one that it was, but they actually sent a reporter up to Ann Arbor, Michigan to sort of goad or bait the Michigan fans into ripping on the Buckeyes, and it was rather funny. So the Buckeyes, if they play like they played against Michigan State, ain't nobody going to beat them. But you cannot expect even the best of teams to uncork a game like that every single week. The most encouraging thing in that shellacking against Michigan State last week was the defense showed up. Defense only giving up 7 points and looked pretty good doing it as well. So your thoughts on Ohio State, Michigan, or anything else between now and 11. Let's take our next call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Mike.
Morning.
Gas prices, I found the cheapest one that is nearby would be down by New Albany on Route 62. There's a Turkey Hill and a Sheet that just opened. They have gas for $3.09 still.
There was earlier this week, or last week it was, one of the Columbus TV stations still found a station or two where it was still under $3 in the Columbus area, but there aren't many left.
Yeah, it had been $2.99 for a while, and then I think it was not last week, but the week before. I go through there about once a week, and it had changed to $3.09, and it was still $3.09 as of Friday.
It's periods like this.
Now, with the holiday, it'll probably go up.
Now, that does tend to happen. It's periods like this that make me glad that I just live 2 miles away from my workplace.
Yeah, I'm heading on the road to see my family in Pennsylvania, and I'm not going to complain about Coshocton gas prices at all, because where I'm heading, they are about $3.69 for regular, and if you are unfortunate enough to drive something that takes premium's up to like $4.39 in Pennsylvania. They have a really high gas tax, though.
Well, and ours went up, it was a couple of summers ago, I think ours went up 10 or 11 cents, maybe, 10 or 11 cents. Yeah. So Ohio used to be below average, now we're right around the average in the country.
Yeah, and you're talking about cranberry sauce. I don't see too much of it done around here, but back where I'm from, the cranberry sauce with oranges, like you put orange in it and you grind it up real fine.
We had an earlier caller just a little bit ago that says that she makes it that way, makes it from scratch, and I think she said
yeah.
Orange and cranberry, put it in a blender and grind it up and put some sugar in with it, and it's as simple as that.
Yeah, it's very good. I really like that. I'm looking forward to having that when I go back, because it's not something you see around here too much. I don't know. The green bean casserole, now, I didn't really grow up with that, but I remember, probably when I was a teenager, they started advertising it on TV, like about, you know, the green bean casserole, make the green bean casserole, and we made it, and it was awful.
Nobody liked it.
We didn't like it. No, I can't take it. But people seem to, I mean, I guess it's an acquired thing. If you grew up eating it, you might like it.
I think a lot of these things, you know, we talked about scalloped oysters and green bean casserole. Part of the allure of them is the tradition that goes along with it. Green bean casserole, don't eat green bean casserole any time of the year other than during the holidays. Same with scalloped oysters and raw oysters. I don't sit around alone eating raw oysters for dinner. It's always with people that I care about, and I think that that's an important connection between some of these traditional foods and associating being around loved ones.
Yeah, and I think that's probably the case. There's a bit of nostalgia that goes with it. And, yeah, the oysters, people do the oysters where I'm from. That, I think, that's a pretty popular thing among a lot of cultures, using a little bit of seafood, you know. But, yeah, the green bean casserole, I can't remember what company that was. They had an ad, and it was annoying. It was to the point where, you know, let's just make the darn thing and see what it tastes like.
Well, French's makes, and I think there might be other brands as well, but French's in particular, they make the containers of the dried, roasted or dried onions. I don't know exactly what they're called. I don't know anybody that, I don't know any recipes other than green bean casserole that calls for those onions, but it is a critical ingredient. It's not a green bean casserole without them.
Right. Well, they've hit their niche in the market then, you know. That's when they probably make all their money on those, and, you know, maybe you can't even find them the rest of the year. It'd be interesting to see if it's something you can buy year-round or if you can only find it, you know, this time of year. I don't know, but, yeah, I think it's definitely a regional thing, but
any regional things in Hazleton, Pennsylvania that we don't eat around here?
Oh, there's lots of things that we don't eat around here. I mean, as far as Thanksgiving goes, it's pretty much the same, but you know, there's some things like, you know, around Christmas, well, Polish people eat pickled herring. I mean, that's real common. You know, a lot of times you'll do a dinner on Christmas Eve and you'll have seven different kinds of fish, because most of folks don't do the meat on Christmas Eve. They'll do it on Christmas Day. And, you know, any of your seafood markets sell out of just about everything around that time. You do the seven kinds of fish, and oysters are usually in that. And smelts are real popular, like you roast them in the oven. I grew up eating smelts. I love those. They're great.
Did the family roast them in the oven then?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So you had
smell
the
really good.
Yeah.
And you'd eat those. I mean, they're a lot of work. I mean, they take a little bit of time, and you know, they're a little bit messy because now we always used to just eat the bones. The bones are real soft. Some people try to take the bones out of them, but we would just eat them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're soft enough you could just chew them up, and that'd be it. But yeah, and some people do. Well, something you don't see around here too much is like pierogies, and I brought pierogies back and shared them with people, and they liked them. But those, you cook them up with butter and onion. It's like a potato dumpling. You can buy them at the store.
Yeah.
That Mrs. T's makes those. But the homemade ones are by far superior to Mrs. T's.
Sure.
By an order of magnitude, because they use a lot more, like they'll put farmer cheese in them, which is a really expensive cheese, but they're buying it in such mass quantities, my old church back there where they make them, that they can actually sell them two dozen pierogies for $6, which is pretty good, you know, we get a lot of people back there that, you know, fixed income people come and buy a lot of them, and they're frozen, so it's good for the church, it's good for them, but I don't know, but that's one thing I miss living around here. You don't have the diversity of ethnic foods. There's just not that much of it here. But I don't know. Coshocton has some things. Like, I'd never had a shredded chicken sandwich. I think that is a Coshocton thing.
I just learned, it's not Coshocton, but it doesn't go too far from here. I did a little bit of internet research several years ago when I learned that it was very much a regional thing. You'll find them over most of Ohio. And it stretches in a little bit into Indiana and southern Michigan, but it you go past those areas and people have never heard of them, which is kind of surprising because they are super delicious and they're easy to make.
Those and the and I'm sure this is common in other places but Ohio, but the like cheesy potatoes that everybody makes around here, that I've never grew up eating that till I came here, and it was like, oh, I love those.
Uh-huh.
You know, you find them at funeral dinners, but you find them at other things too. You find them at good events too, but those are really good, and I don't recall them being popular growing up. I didn't really eat them till I came here, but every place has its own stuff, but I always look forward to when I head back that way to get the things I can't get here, you know.
How much family do you have back in Pennsylvania?
Basically all of them. My aunts and uncles are still there, and my parents are there, and lots of cousins. I mean, my mom's family's huge, so most of them are there. Yeah. Yeah, my brother's there. I have a brother there, and my sister lives in Washington State. I don't see her very often. The only time I really see her is when she comes back here. So, anyway, but I'm looking forward to it, and, hopefully traffic won't be bad and gas prices won't gouge me too much, and I'll make sure I fill up before I cross the border.
Sounds like a good plan.
Yeah, well, you have a good Thanksgiving.
You have a good Thanksgiving as well. Thank you for calling. It is 7 minutes now until 10 o'clock. The phone lines are open, 740-622-1560. Smelts, little fish. Can you imagine the aroma in the house with the smelts drying in the oven? Give me a call. The phone lines are open. We can talk about traditional Thanksgiving food and the heritage around here. Heavily German. But certainly not everybody around here of German ancestry. So how do you celebrate Thanksgiving? Is it with the traditional turkey? Do you mix it up each year? Friends and family and I got together not that long ago, and we had Mexican for Thanksgiving. Why? Just because. To be different. It is 9:54. We'll be back right after these words.
Do you need a new or newer vehicle?
Hi, I'm Jeff Drennan, and we are here to help in both sales and service. At my dealerships in Coshocton and Zanesville, we work hard to get you the best car deal possible, including during the current conditions in the car industry. Or if you want to sell your vehicle and it has under 100,000 miles, just stop in and see us and let us make you an offer. Stop in today at Jeff Drennan's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Coshocton, Jeff Drennan Ford, or Jeff Drennan's GM Superstore in Zanesville. And always remember, when you're thinking of buying a new car, it's time to talk to Jeff.
Hi, this is Mark Lacey with Old Town Realty. There is so much more to selling real estate than just the purchase price. Bankers, purchase contracts, inspectors, title searches, appraisers, closing fees, tax proration, surveyors, mineral rights, just to name a few. Whether buying or selling, you would be wise to have a good, experienced, professional real estate agent on your side. You can reach me at 740-502-3074. And remember, if you think land, Mark Lacey's your man.
Choose a Genesis primary care provider as your go-to medical partner to manage your health needs. When you do, you'll have the benefit of MyChart, the secure electronic medical record system from Epic, the leading health information software company. Genesis Primary Care has offices conveniently located in Muskingum, Perry, and Coshocton counties. To find a Genesis primary care provider who is accepting new patients, make one call, 740-455-7500, and we'll help you find the right provider in the right location for you.
It's Bacon Extravaganza at Papa John's Pizza. The triple bacon pizza is topped with smoky crumbled bacon, julienne cut Canadian bacon, and real smoked bacon slices. It's a bacon lover's dream. Get a large bacon pizza for $13. Order online at pjz.com or call 740-623-8483.
This season, there's a new choice for your fields. Zatavo soybean seed, designed with triple stacked Enlist E3 technology for weed control flexibility. Supported by a dedicated team of BASF agronomic experts. Protected by the versatile BASF soybean crop protection portfolio. Zatavo soybean seed, stacked in your favor. Zatavo from MS Technologies, distributed exclusively by BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
For winning Ohio lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the B-Dry Lottery line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let B-Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space.
If you have a dead battery, call Prince's Wrecker Service. Dave and his guys have Interstate and AAA batteries for just about anything. ATVs, four-wheelers, tractors, snowblowers, and of course vehicles. If you need a new battery, call Prince's Wrecker Service at 622-3916. Now here's the weather.
Mainly sunny today and cold with highs in the upper 30s. For tonight, clear, lows in the mid-20s. And tomorrow, mostly sunny in the morning, then becoming a partly sunny, high temperatures in the upper 40s. Currently it is 27 degrees in Coshocton. It's at 9:57. Open phone lines up until 11 o'clock this morning. And we're talking about the approaching Thanksgiving holiday and traditional meals, getting together with family and friends and traditional holiday activities. Holidays are not supposed to be, but can be stressful as well for a number of reasons. So we can chat about Thanksgiving. We can talk about travel or gas prices. Do you plan to fly this Thanksgiving, or do you have relatives that are flying here? Give me a call. The phone lines are open. It is 9:58. Let's take our next call now. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, buddy, got a couple things for you.
Okay.
First off, gas prices. Down at Dayton Road at 16, at 313, I got gas at Sam's Club in Zanesville yesterday for $3.07.
Okay, so if you're traveling out of town to either of those two directions, you might want to wait till you get there to fill up.
Yeah, even NBC News said if you're heading south, wait until you get to Kentucky. And then one other thing. Next year, if we play Oregon, you need to cook your duck when we play Oregon.
Well, it's I should have done that this year, but that's the last time I cooked a duck, and I don't know how long ago it was, maybe 10 years ago, and the duck didn't turn out well, and I don't think that the game turned out that well that day for the Buckeyes either.
Yeah, and you're not on the half shell. You can keep all that stuff. If it's not fried or cooked, I don't eat it.
Do you eat fried oysters?
Oh, I love fried oysters.
Uh-huh.
I just can't handle it raw.
Okay, well, it's not for everybody, that is for sure. All right, well, thanks.
Have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for calling. 9:59 is the time, and Ohio, and we're far enough from the ocean where good fresh seafood, fresh out of the ocean, is a lot harder to come by around here. But I'd be heaven living on the coast, wouldn't it, with seafood restaurants and the seafood markets. And you go to the seafood market where the fishermen just came in with their fish and their shrimp and their oysters, and have it nice and fresh. We're a little bit more inland, so that type of food more rare around here, although I'm sure that there are some places that specialize in having seafood rush delivered to their store. So give me a call. The phone lines are open, 740-622-1560. The raw oysters thing, and that came from my mom's side of the family. I hope I'm remembering correctly here. If I have any family members listen, maybe they can help me out. But I think it was my grandpa Lloyd. That was my grandpa Lloyd Pocock. He would always get the oysters for the holidays. And my dad's side of the family, not so much. Although dad, I do believe, would eat an oyster or two during the holidays. That was more of a delicacy on my mom's side of the family. Grandpa would eat them, and my mom and the kids in the family, and it was always a fun topic of conversation. A lot of colorful descriptions of the texture of raw oysters, but more about or just as much about bonding and a tradition that it is the food itself. But I do love oysters, raw and cooked and scalloped and deep fried. They have a very distinctive texture, and pretty good for you. There is a heightened risk of to be a buzzkill here, but foodborne illness. They are filter feeders, but I've eaten raw oysters for a long time and never gotten sick from them. Phone lines are open to talk about that, your Thanksgiving traditions, and Thanksgiving travel, or whatever else is on your mind between now and 11 o'clock. I haven't even gotten to everything that I've marked this morning. We've been talking about Thanksgiving and gas prices. So give me a call. Let me know what's on your mind. This is WTNS-FM, Coshocton, Ohio. It's a minute after 10, and maybe some more things that we could chat about in the news from the Associated Press.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The AAA is advising travelers to be ready for more traffic this Thanksgiving holiday week compared to last year, on the road and in the air. And travelers will notice those gas prices, about $3.40 a gallon, more than 50% higher than a year ago. The White House says this morning President Biden is ordering millions of gallons of oil released from an emergency stockpile that's aimed at helping with energy costs. Proceedings are underway this morning in the trial of three white men charged in the killing of Ahmaud Arbery, a black man in Georgia. The jury's expected to get the case after the prosecution has one final chance to make its argument. This morning, the prosecutor is driving home their point that the defense claim, self-defense, is not valid. The prosecutor telling the jury,
one can use lethal force in self-defense, but only under certain circumstances. You can't claim self-defense if you are the unjustified initial aggressor, meaning if you started it.
The defense has told the jury that the men were trying to make a legal citizen's arrest of Arbery, thinking he was a burglar. The trial is on Court TV. Pope Francis is sending his condolences to the victims of the Christmas parade crash in Waukesha, Wisconsin. The AP's Julie Walker reports the suspect is due in court today.
The suspect in the Christmas parade crash in suburban Milwaukee that killed five people will be in court later today, according to the district attorney. Police say Darryl Brooks drove his SUV through that parade Sunday as he was fleeing the scene of a domestic dispute. Video posted to social media by Angela O'Boyle captures the screams of parade goers. Brooks faces five charges of first-degree intentional homicide. Earlier this month, he was accused of running over the mother of his child with what appears to be the same SUV. He was out on $1,000 bail.
This is AP News.
There's advice for Americans considering traveling to Germany as it battles a fierce COVID outbreak. The AP's Charles de Ledesma reports from overseas. The German military is now making COVID shots compulsory for troops amid a growing debate on whether to introduce a general vaccine mandate to counter the rising number of infections. Here's Charles de Ledesma's report.
The Defense Ministry has confirmed a report on a German military blog that officials and soldiers' representatives agreed late on Monday to add the coronavirus shot to the list of vaccines soldiers have to get. The measure still needs to be formally added to military regulations, the ministry has said in a statement. Also on Monday, the State Department urged Americans not to travel to Germany because of rising case numbers and to ensure they're fully vaccinated if they do. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
It is 5 minutes after 10. Open phone lines up until 11 o'clock this morning. And we've been talking primarily about Thanksgiving dinner, holiday traditions. We've talked a little bit about gas prices, and we can continue any of those discussions if you would like. If there's anything there in the AP News that piqued your interest, give me a call. If there is something else that you would like to bring up, be my guest. We have open phone lines up until 11 o'clock. And one of our earlier callers, not originally from Coshocton County, Green Bean Casserole, said that they tried it once and the family really didn't like it. I love Green Bean Casserole, and there are several variants on the recipe, but the typical ingredients are your green beans, of course, and what a can of cream of mushroom or cream of mushroom soup, and some milk and black pepper, a crucial ingredient, and top it off with those French's dried onions. I forget exactly what they're called. Somebody help them out. Help me out here. Phone lines are open to talk about that and green beans. And when I make green bean casserole, I want it to look nice. So I get the fresh green beans and I parboil them first before they go into the casserole. Get the nice long beans and then line them all up in the pan lengthwise so they're all facing the same direction and has a good look to it with the great big green beans. So what about you? We can talk about your Thanksgiving dinner and getting together for the holidays. Anybody else out there eat raw oysters? That's something I always try to do when I am traveling as well, particularly when near the ocean. And I have eaten raw oysters a lot of different places. Key West, Florida had raw oysters in Anchorage, Alaska a few years ago. And went to a specialty seafood place in Vancouver, British Columbia, and it was expensive too, but had raw oysters on the shell. And all oysters are not the same. They're not all the same size, and they don't necessarily taste the same either. And this place in Vancouver, I got a variety of different types of oysters. It was expensive, especially when you're paying in Canadian dollars. It makes you feel like you're paying twice as much as you would otherwise because Canadian dollars are worth less than American dollars, but I digress. Also tried for the first time gooey duck, spelled G-E-O-D-U-C-K, an odd spelling. It looks like it should be pronounced geoduck, but it's gooey duck. And what a gooey duck is a giant clam that is native to the Puget Sound area. Yeah, you'll find them in Vancouver. You'll find them in Seattle as well, and it was expensive. But I just wanted to say that I tried it. And they are very big clams, but the same texture as you would expect from a clam. A bit tough and rubbery. So we can talk about that if you'd like. We can talk about your Thanksgiving plans. We can talk some sports. The Buckeyes take on the Michigan Wolverines on Saturday. And I don't want Buckeyes fans, and I'm sure that Ryan Day will have his Buckeyes ready to go, but you can't just sit back after what happened on last Saturday and say, nobody can beat the Buckeyes now. They just need to show up to win. They got to play the game. Michigan's had a pretty good season, too. They did stumble, and just barely lost that game at the end to Michigan State, but Michigan's had a pretty good season, both the Buckeyes and the Wolverines with one loss. The Buckeyes, while I certainly would acknowledge, have the trajectory right now. They seem to be peaking at just the right time. Michigan is has put a thumping on some of their opponents as well. So I don't think it's going to be anywhere near as close as 50 or as a blowout as 56-3. I'm going to give the Buckeyes the edge. I wouldn't say otherwise. But Michigan has the same goals the Buckeyes do. National championship. Big Ten championship. They have the same path to get there. If either of those teams wins out, then they'll be the national champion. If either of those teams win their next two games, they'll be the Big Ten champion. So Michigan and with an opportunity at redemption and the little extra motivation for them in that Jim Harbaugh has not had any success against the Buckeyes. So we got to see that that streak stay intact. So does anybody have any Michigan jokes? Keep them clean. I know there's some raunchy ones out there, and we can't repeat them here over the airwaves. So nice, clean Michigan jokes. Usually ones that the spirit behind it is how dumb Michigan fans are. Give me a call. Phone lines are open up till 11 o'clock, 740-622-1560. Are you traveling for Thanksgiving, or do you have people that are traveling here over the river and through the woods? What's the only Thanksgiving song I know? Supposedly, that's a Thanksgiving song, Over the River and Through the Woods. To grandmother's house we go. And it was written by an author that apparently lived in a northern part of the country because they were traveling by sleigh in late November. Phone lines are dark. Counting on you to light them up. We had a bunch of calls the first hour, so let's see if we can keep it going here, hour number two as well. The phone lines are dark. I need you to light them up right now.
For winning Ohio lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the B-Dry Lottery Line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let B-Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space.
Last year, Black Friday shoppers set a new record by spending $9 billion.
At Dean's, we have jewelry to make them look like $1 billion without breaking the bank.
This Friday and Saturday, the more you buy, the more you save. Promotion is back at Dean's Jewelry.
Our Force of Nature Air Diamonds start at just $129. And the first 50 Black Friday purchases receive a free heart pendant.
Buy more, save more this Friday and Saturday at Dean's Jewelry, Coshocton and Mount Vernon.
Where wishes for beautiful jewelry come true.
Carol's Men's Shop is having a holiday sale of 25 to 50% off. Does not include varsity school jackets, t-shirts, sweats, and cologne. Don't forget to stop in at Carol's Men's Shop, 541 Main Street in Coshocton, or give them a call at 740-622-4935 and enjoy these holiday savings.
Get the local weather forecast by calling Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service at 622-0194. Ford is America's best-selling brand, and we've got the selection, the financing, and the service at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
This look at the weather is brought to you by CleanRite Carpet Cleaners. What's in your dirty carpet?
pet hair, dust mites, bacteria, mold. Stacy Young with Clean Right Carpet Cleaners has over 30 years of experience, and he can get your carpets as clean as they can possibly get. It's not the only way, but it's the right way. For a free estimate, call 740-622-8392.
Mainly sunny skies today, cold with highs in the upper 30s. For tonight, clear with lows in the mid-20s. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny in the morning, then becoming a partly sunny with high temperatures in the upper 40s. Currently, here in Coshocton, it is 27 degrees. We have open phone lines up until 11 o'clock this morning. And, well, I need somebody else to chat with. Give me a call. And let's take a look at this Lost and Found Pet Report, brought to you by Good Boy Bakery. A female black and tan hound wearing a Jack Skellington collar was found on County Road 621. Now, this dog has been taken to the animal shelter. And also a large neutered hound mix, red with white on his muzzle and paws, was found on Plum Street, also taken to the animal shelter. Phone number at the animal shelter is 740-622-9741. This lost and found pet information was brought to you by Good Boy Bakery. And, okay, well, I'll start Michigan jokes. And some of these are not politically correct, but are not patently vulgar. For example, why does the average Michigan player... screwed it up already. We start over. What does the average Michigan player get on his or her SAT? The answer is drool. And what do you tell a University of Michigan cheerleader to pick them up after they smile at you? Nice tooth. It's 10:15. Give me a call with Michigan jokes of your own, 740-622-1560. How do you make Wolverine cookies? You put them in a big bowl and beat them for 3 hours. Phone lines are open. Give me a call. Let's take a look now at this date in history. This is Tuesday, November the 23rd. It's the 327th day of 2021. There are 38 days left in the year. It was on this date, on November the 23rd, 1971, the People's Republic of China was seated in the UN Security Council. On this date in 1889, the first jukebox made its debut in San Francisco at the Palais Royal Saloon. The coin-operated device consisted of four listening tubes attached to an Edison phonograph. 1889, the first jukebox. Now, the modern jukeboxes are connected to the internet, and you can select just about any song. In 1903, Enrico Caruso made his American debut at the Metropolitan Opera House in New York, appearing in Rigoletto. In 1914, the seven-month U.S. military occupation of Veracruz, Mexico ended. It was on this date in 1936, Life, the photojournalism magazine created by Henry R. Luce, was first published. In 1963, President Lyndon B. Johnson proclaimed November the 25th a day of national mourning following the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. On this date in 1980, some 2,600 people were killed by a series of earthquakes that devastated southern Italy. On this date in 1992, country music star Roy Acuff died in Nashville, Tennessee at age 89. In 1996, a commandeered Ethiopian Airlines Boeing 767 crashed into the water off the Comoros Islands, killing 125 of the 175 people on board, including all three hijackers. On this date in 2000, in a setback for Al Gore, the Florida Supreme Court refused to order Miami-Dade County officials to resume hand-counting its Election Day ballots. Meanwhile, Gore's lawyers argued in a brief filed with the U.S. Supreme Court that the High Court should stay out of the Florida election controversy. On this date in 2003, five U.S. soldiers were killed in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan. Edward Shevardnadze resigned as president of Georgia in the face of protests. On this date in 2006, former KGB spy Alexander Litvinenko died in London from radiation poisoning after making a deathbed statement blaming Russian President Vladimir Putin. In 2008, the government unveiled a bold plan to rescue Citigroup, injecting a fresh $20 billion into the troubled firm, as well as guaranteeing hundreds of billions of dollars in risky assets. 10 years ago, Yemen's authoritarian president Ali Abdullah Saleh agreed to step down amid a fierce uprising to oust him after 33 years in power. 5 years ago, President-elect Donald Trump selected two Republican women who had unflattering things to say about him during the campaign, South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley to serve as U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, and charter school advocate Betsy DeVos to lead the Department of Education. Two juveniles set a fire in Great Smoky Mountains National Park. The fire spread into the Gatlinburg, Tennessee area, merging with others, contributing to 14 deaths and up to $2 billion in damage. Ralph Branca, the Brooklyn Dodgers pitcher who gave up Bobby Thompson's famed shot heard round the world in 1951, died in Rybrook, New York at age 90. 1 year ago, the federal government recognized Joe Biden as the, quote, apparent winner of the November 3rd election, formally starting the transition of power. President Donald Trump still refused to concede and vowed to continue a court fight after General Services Administrator Emily Murphy gave the green light for Biden to coordinate with federal agencies ahead of his inauguration. Michigan certified Biden's win in the battleground state. Drug maker AstraZeneca said late-stage trials showed its COVID-19 vaccine was highly effective. David Dinkins, who in 1990 became the first black mayor of New York City, died at 93. Today's birthdays, actor Franco Nero is 80, screenwriter Joe Esterhaus is 77, actor comedy writer Bruce Valanche is 74, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York is 71, singer Bruce Hornsby is 67, former Senator Mary Landrieu of Louisiana is 66. That was a name of a computer-powered character on an episode of Star Trek, The Return of the Archons, Landrieu. Anybody that gets that reference, please give me a call. Actor Maxwell Caulfield is 62. Actor John Hinton is 61. Rock singer-musician Ken Block of Sister Hazel turns 55. Actor Paige Kennedy, 45. Actor Kelly Brook is 42. TV personality Nicole Snooki Polizzi is 34 years old today. Actor-singer Miley Cyrus is 29 years old today. Many remember her as Hannah Montana, Billy Ray Cyrus's daughter. Actor Olivia Kevil of TV Splitting Up Together is 19 today. So those are today's celebrity birthdays and some of the things that happened on this date back through history. The first jukebox made its debut all the way back in 1889. Four listening tubes attached to an Edison phonograph. So does that mean you had, what, four choices of songs? One of four songs to choose from, and now it is endless. Remember those jukeboxes? Oftentimes there were jukeboxes that were in the restaurants or in public places where you had your own jukebox machine at your table, at your booth, right there at your booth. You could put your coins in the machine and punch in the numbers of your song, and it would play. And everybody got to hear your choices. Phone lines are open. Need somebody to talk to, whether it is about Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving travel, whether it's about sports, whether it's about Michigan, whether it's about the weather or what you are doing in preparation for Thanksgiving. And Black Friday, which typically is not the biggest shopping day of the year, as oftentimes purported. But Black Friday, a big traditional shopping day, nevertheless, when stores and retail kick off their holiday shopping seasons in earnest. So unofficially, holiday shopping season starts Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. And I don't know if I have ever gone shopping on Black Friday. Oftentimes, there are some pretty tempting offers out there, but on the following Saturday morning, inevitably, you see the stories of people getting into fights and fighting over the five big screen TVs that the store has for $150 a piece, and it just doesn't look like much fun. A far cry from the true spirit of Christmas and the holiday season. So I don't shop on Black Friday. I'm not going to say I never will, but I don't think that I've ever had. So what about you? What are your Christmas shopping habits? When do you start? And your thoughts on the tradition of giving gifts for the holidays and Christmas and the gift giving for the kids, and a big tradition. In fact, so big of a tradition that it's a big part of our economy for retail here in the United States, but it can be stressful. And if you're going into debt for Christmas, or if it's a stressful proposition for you, or you have expectations attached to what you get, yeah, you're doing it wrong. Phone lines are open. I'd like to hear from you between now and 11 o'clock. 740-622-1560. And let me see. What else do we have here? And political correctness. Got to be careful which of these jokes that I tell. But it is about the Michigan fans, so that makes it okay, right? 740-622-1560. How many Wolverines does it take to screw in a light bulb? Just one. But he gets 5 credits for it.
Gather your teammates and join the library for a special holiday edition of Trivia Night on Wednesday, December 15th at 6:30 p.m. All questions will be Christmas-inspired, and prize opportunities will be available. Trivia Night will be held at the Coshocton Public Library and is open to adults of all ages. Registration is required and can be completed at coshoctonlibrary.org.
The Coshocton Public Library System. Explore a world of possibilities.
The average family of 4 uses 400 gallons of water a day. That's a lot of drinking, washing, bathing, and cleaning. But is your current water source providing the best possible water? Let Ray at Progressive Water Treatment help you evaluate your home's water quality and suggest the best equipment for you. Progressive Water carries water softeners, filters, reverse osmosis systems, as well as bottled water units, which are all built in the USA and feature smart, advanced electronics so they are easy and efficient to use. We also carry softener salt and 5-gallon jugs of water for cooler units available for pickup or delivery. Call Progressive Water Treatment at 740-622-5711 for all your water needs. We are located inside a Frontier Supply Company at 778 South 2nd Street.
Do you need a new or newer vehicle? Hi, I'm Jeff Drennan, and we are here to help in both sales and service. At my dealerships in Coshocton and Zanesville, we work hard to get you the best car deal possible, including during the current conditions in the car industry. Or if you want to sell your vehicle and it has under 100,000 miles, just stop in and see us and let us make you an offer. Stop in today at Jeff Drennan's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Coshocton, Jeff Drennan Ford, or Jeff Drennan's GM Superstore in Zanesville. And always remember, when you're thinking of buying a new car, it's time to talk to Jeff.
Your home is the one place where everything should be perfect, including your air. Best Heating and Air helps you achieve the perfect air you deserve with reliable, groundbreaking, award-winning Lennox products. Call Best Heating and Air to hear more about how they can help you feel healthier and happier in your home. It doesn't get any more perfect than that. Call them today at 740-545-9400 or visit them online at bestheatingandac.com. License number 30482.
Lafayette Point in West Lafayette is committed to providing the highest quality of life through excellent care to their residents while preserving their dignity and self-respect. They are dedicated to making a difference one resident at a time. They accept most insurances. For more information, call Misty, the admissions coordinator, at 740-545-6355.
Mainly sunny today, cold with highs in the upper 30s. For tonight, clear, lows in the mid-20s. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny in the morning, then becoming a partly sunny, highs in the upper 40s. Currently in Coshocton, it is 32 degrees. Phone lines are open up until 11 o'clock. And, well, I need somebody else to talk to. We had a rather busy first hour. We had some fun. We talked about Thanksgiving meal, Thanksgiving Day recipes, and Thanksgiving Day traditions. We can continue that if you would like. We can talk about the travel, holiday travel. If there's something else that's on your mind, I would like to hear from you. And well, this just in, speaking of the Michigan game, Jim Harbaugh is only going to dress 22 players for the game against Ohio State. He's just going to dress 22 players. The rest of the players have to dress themselves. It's 10:30. Phone lines are open up until 11 o'clock. 740-622-1560 are the phone numbers. Let's see, anything on this date back through history. And I am intrigued by the jukebox thing. That it was all the way back in 1889, the first jukebox made its debut. I would have guessed the maybe the 40s or even the 50s, but the first jukebox had four listening tubes attached to an Edison phonograph. So my plan is at 11 o'clock is to look that up, see what that gizmo looked like. Phone lines are dark, and I need you to light them up between now and 11 o'clock. The phone lines are open, and they will be up until 11 o'clock this morning. And I see a call coming in. Let's find out if it's for me. If not, we'll go to a break. If it is, we'll take the call. And, in fact, it is for me. Hello, you're on the air.
Good morning, Mike.
You like that joke about players dressing themselves, right?
That was good. Mike, I was there at that tavern when the first jukebox was introduced. And now you're talking about four listening tubes. Actually, there were four artists available to listen to.
In 1889, okay.
Yeah. Gene Autry, Hank Williams, Peter Paul and Mary, and David Allen Coe. So you...
I thought you were going to include Willie Nelson and Keith Richards in that list.
No. They weren't old enough. Mike, my mother-in-law makes the best stuffing. She uses oysters in her stuffing.
Uh-huh, yep.
And that's great stuff. And I hadn't heard the word smelt for so long. But for some reason, a group of WW2 veterans in a VFW in the county up north, somehow, over the holidays, they would get smelt, and all the guys would take some home with them. So my father-in-law would always have smelt for the holidays. And that was an acquired taste, but I learned to love them.
So was oysters. Now, are oysters a part of your Thanksgiving celebration to this day?
Just the oyster stuffing. That's it, Mike. No more.
And which is a cousin, I will say, to scalloped oysters, similar ingredients. Oyster stuffing or oyster dressing may be a little firmer than the scalloped oysters, but yeah, yet another way to prepare oysters.
And Mike, I wanted to mention my most memorable family holiday. It happened to be a Christmas. Christmas dinner was at our place with the in-laws, outlaws, that kind of stuff. And so at the time, it was snow on the ground, very, very cold. So I had the fireplace going full blast. At the time, they had a wood-burning stove in the basement, so I had that going. All the kids were running around the house. Within an hour, all their faces were red. So now, during dinner now, I had two doors in the house open because it's too hot in the house for the kids. Anyway, that's my favorite Christmas holiday.
Uh-huh. That's a good one. And, you know, with the kids in the house, oftentimes whether it's grandma or whoever has the traditional Thanksgiving feast and the family get together, oftentimes the dining room table is not large enough to accommodate everybody that is there. So you stuff as you put all the leaves in, get all the chairs out that you can, stuff as many people around the table, still not enough room, and then you have the dreaded kids table.
Yeah.
Where there's depending on how much room there is, there's a cutoff as to what age that you got to be to sit at the grown-up table. And I'm telling this story because I've been going through some old slides and family photos, and it was Thanksgiving, and I might have been about 11 years old at the time, and it was what may have been my last year, certainly close to my last year at the kids' table, but I was the oldest one at the kids' table. I had two nephews and a niece that were there with me, all younger than me, and the look on my face, the caption should have read, "When you're the oldest kid at the kids' table." Because I apparently was not happy to have been seated there that year. But, yep, the dreaded kids' table.
You know, Thanksgiving would always be at my in-laws. The same story, Mike. The adults would sit around the dining room table, and then the kids had these card tables set up with
uh-huh.
those chairs. And it was so funny. The kids basically got bigger than the rest of us, you know. And my boys must have been, and my nieces and nephews must have been maybe 12, maybe. And all they decided, they were talking about a coup to make us sit at the kids' table. but they looked just like your picture, probably. They were all big kids, and they're all sitting at this little table. And it was, quite a good memory, Mike.
Those they are. So, I appreciate you sharing with us as well. Anything else for us today?
That'll be it, young man.
Yeah,
happy Thanksgiving.
You have any big plans for Thanksgiving?
I think my sons and I, we found a veterans club that's giving out, that's having free Thanksgiving dinner, and my oldest son said, "Dad, that's what we're going for Thanksgiving." So that's our plan right now.
That sounds like a good plan. Well, you and he and your family have a great Thanksgiving as well, and thank you for calling.
Take care.
It is 10:36. Phone lines are open up until 11. We'll be right back. The kids' table. Anybody have any kids' table stories? And it can vary from household to household, I'm sure, but the kids' table, it was no frills at the kids' table. There was no tablecloth. Oftentimes, you ran out of the fancy, holiday china and silverware. And so the kids got the whatever plates that you could find and the regular old silverware. No centerpiece at the kids' table. Maybe it was different in your household. Give me a call. Phone lines are open to talk about, Thanksgiving, gas prices, the first jukebox in 1889, or something else.
The COVID-19 vaccination is a key to keeping Ohio's kids in school, and that's why the Ohio Department of Health is giving Ohioans between the ages of 12 and 25 the chance to win one of 150 $10,000 scholarships and five $100,000 scholarships to an Ohio college or university, or for a career tech education. Get your shot and register to win at OhioVaxToSchool.com or call 1-833-4-ASK-ODH.
Stop in at Wilson Carpet and Furniture during our Black Friday sale this Friday and Saturday. You can get a discount equal to the sales tax, some exclusions apply, and take advantage of specials throughout our five floors. We have instant rebates on our Serta Sleep Retreat sets, or get a free foundation with an iComfort mattress, just to name a few. And sign up for our drawing with any $2.99 purchase. You could win a gift certificate to the Boathouse Restaurant or an Amazon gift card. Wilson Carpet and Furniture, 230 Main Street, Coshocton.
With prices going up, who doesn't like free? But where can you get something free? Cheap Tobacco. It's Black Friday at Cheap Tobacco, and that means we have what you need at the lowest prices of the year. We have all regular CBD products at buy one, get one free, and get double the reward points along with 25% off all glass. These are just a few of the amazing deals going on at Cheap Tobacco. So stop in today to see what else is on sale and stock up before it's too late.
Visit Coshocton's Cheap Tobacco at 115 North 2nd Street. It's Bacon Extravaganza at Papa John's Pizza. The triple bacon pizza is topped with smoky crumbled bacon, julienne cut Canadian bacon, and real smoked bacon slices. It's a bacon lover's dream. Get a large bacon pizza for $13. Order online at pjz.com or call 740-623-8483.
This Eye on Weather forecast is brought to you by Sprint Print. Come visit Sprint Print for all your printing needs, including copies, business cards, all types of business printing, and advertising specialties. Sprint Print is still located at 520 Main Street, Coshocton, right behind Stewart Interiors. At Sprint Print, we hop to it.
Mainly sunny today, cold with highs in the upper 30s for tonight. Clear, lows in the mid-20s, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny in the morning, then becoming a partly sunny, high temperatures in the mid-40s. Currently in Coshocton, it is 33 degrees, a cool morning, and mornings are, well, only going to continue to get cooler until March or so. Give me a call. Phone lines are open up until 11 o'clock, 740-622-1560. When we first enter the colder months, November, December, we've got the holidays to get us through, the joy of the holidays and anticipation and preparing for it, and the Christmas songs and the Christmas lights, and then Christmas Day, and then New Year's Day, and it's over. Holidays are over until Valentine's Day, and Valentine's Day is not for everybody. And so all we have is a couple of months of cold and snow and ice, and that's when the winter blues can set in, a very real thing, seasonal affective disorder. But I'm premature with that. We've got Thanksgiving on the horizon the day after tomorrow, and we have had lots of people calling today, getting into the spirit, talking about their Thanksgiving traditions and Thanksgiving meals and oysters. You can eat them raw, oyster dressing, oyster stuffing. There are scalloped oysters. There are deep-fried oysters. Had an oyster po' boy down south 1 year. So those are some of the things that you can do with oysters. I can't think of anything others of any others. So give me a call if you have other creative ways of eating oysters. Oyster shots, which would be a shot glass with an oyster in it, and your choice of, you can use liquor, oftentimes vodka or beer. Put a little bit of cocktail sauce on it and shoot it right down. That's an acquired taste as well. Phone lines are dark. I'm counting on you to light them up between now and 11. If there's anything that we talked about this morning that you would like to chat about, it's Michigan week as well. Thanksgiving, a big holiday. And 2 days later, big holiday as well, Michigan. It's not just a football game. It's another one of those things that the traditions are swirl around Michigan Day, and it is a fun day to spend with friends and family. Although I'm here to tell you that in the times when I have hosted a football game, I expect the people to come over to actually watch the game. We get into the game. It's a game-watching party. And the Buckeyes, as traditionally good as they are, and especially in recent years, the Michigan Day has turned out to be a happy day. So give me a call. Phone lines are open to talk about all that. Ah, Michigan. How do you get there? North till you smell it, and west till you step in it. It's 10:43. Let's take our next call. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, Mike, have you heard about the new snow tire that was developed by the University of Michigan?
I haven't. Tell me about it.
It melted.
Yep, that's an indicator of the quality of the engineering department at Michigan. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's all I got.
That's a good one. All right, the new snow tire developed by University of Michigan. It melted. It was made out of snow. They didn't understand what the concept of a snow tire was. So give me a call. We can, if you have your own Michigan jokes, I'd like to hear from you. What's the difference between the Michigan football team and Frosted Flakes? Frosted Flakes know what to do in a bowl. All right, last caller getting into the Michigan Week spirit, so give me a call with your Michigan jokes, 740-622. What do you call a football player in Michigan who has talent? An Ohio product. Phone lines are dark, and I'm counting on you to light them up. And here's another one of those that not necessarily politically correct. But I'm going to tell it anyway. What do you have when you get 32 Michigan fans together? A full set of teeth.
Everybody loves a discount, and Grange Insurance offers dozens of them. Good student discounts, defensive driver discounts, home ownership discounts, multi-vehicle discounts, life insurance multi-policy.
Let the Jacobs Vanaman Agency, your Grange independent agent, walk you through all the Grange discounts you may be eligible for. The Jacobs Vanaman Agency can help you save a lot of money while you enjoy the worry-free experience of coverage with Grange. Call the Jacobs Vanaman Agency at 622-1796.
Products not available in all states.
As colder weather approaches, it's time to start thinking about your winter fuel needs. Han Oil has been the area's go-to fueling station since 1935. They have all the fuel you need, including heating oil and kerosene. Kerosene is available at the pump. Han Oil offers fuel delivery for your farming, construction, trucking, or fleet fueling. While you're there, check out Han's Quick Mart for a large selection of local items, including wine, cheese, and everything you need for the road. That's Han Oil, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for all your fueling needs, including heating oil and kerosene.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Want to buy your own home but think you can't afford it? What if you got down payment assistance or a discounted interest rate just for being a recent college grad, teacher, nurse, or veteran? The Ohio Housing Finance Agency offers this and more, and our programs are always available for eligible Ohioans, big city, small town, and everywhere in between. Find out if you qualify at myohiohome.org. That's myohiohome.org. Home ownership, ready when you are.
You were asked in last week's WTNS Question of the Week, a question that's kind of like picking your favorite child. What's your favorite Thanksgiving side dish? Well, we're sticking with that Turkey Day spirit this week, albeit on the more materialistic side of things. Thanksgiving week is the unofficial kickoff to holiday shopping season with Black Friday and Cyber Monday. So we're asking you, when do you start your holiday shopping? Maybe you are a Black Friday or Cyber Monday shopper. Maybe you do it throughout the year, or maybe you're kind of like me, a last-second warrior. Anyway, let us know at mywtnsradio.com. Shop till you drop.
Everyone knows someone with arthritis. About 54 million adults in the United States have it. The majority are between the ages of 18 and 64. Arthritis is a leading cause of disability and causes pain, aching, stiffness, and swelling of the joints. Many people with arthritis have diabetes, heart disease, or obesity. Arthritis can make it harder to manage these conditions. It is not a normal part of aging. Physical activity like walking, swimming, or biking may not seem like the logical choice when you have arthritis pain. However, being physically active can decrease pain and improve physical function by about 40%. Still, 1 in 3 adults with arthritis are inactive. People with arthritis can also reduce their symptoms by participating in educational programs to learn how to better manage their condition and deal with pain, fatigue, anxiety, and depression. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
I'm getting older. Do I need to worry about falling?
Yes, you do. Every year, 1 in 4 people 65 and older will experience a fall, and many result in serious injury. The majority of falls happen at home, so take a look around. Replace bulbs and add lighting to help you see obstacles. Remove things that can make you trip. Fix uneven steps and floors, and install handrails in bathrooms and on stairs. Consider balance or strength training exercises, which can help with agility. Get your eyes and hearing checked regularly. Changes in your hearing can affect your balance. To learn more, please talk to your doctor about steps you can take to help prevent a fall. You can also visit aarpfoundation.org or medicaremadeclear.com/falls. This message was brought to you by United Healthcare and AARP Foundation.
Ah, turkey gravy. My first few attempts at turkey gravy were failures, mainly because I didn't do enough research. I thought you just took the drippings and whisked in some flour and salt, and voila, you had gravy. And while you can do that, you are going to get fatty gravy. There are better ways to do it. And two things that is important, at least the way I make gravy these days. And that is, number one, you got to start off with a roux. Take some butter and melt your butter gently, gently, gently. You don't want to scald it. And whisk in some flour. And number two, you got to separate the fat from the rest of the juices, which can be tricky. Doing that quickly as you are preparing the rest of the meal, because you've got the drippings after the turkey is done, so you're ready to carve the turkey, but yet you don't have your gravy ready. You can siphon off some of the drippings early is one thing that you can do. But also, you got to separate the fat. You can use there are such things as fat separators, but you can use just a plastic bag or a bowl. And if you got a turkey baster, so much the better. You can let it sit for a few minutes and use your baster to get the juices out of the bottom of the bowl. The fat will rise to the top. And if you want to save some for later, you can just put it in a bowl and put it in the freezer or the fridge. The fat will rise to the top, and you can just chip it off and make your gravy from there. But in a pinch on Thanksgiving Day, you have to be creative at how you separate, but you need to get most of that fat out of there to have a good turkey flavorful gravy that is not so fatty. So give me a call. We can chat about your Thanksgiving meal if you would like. 740-622-1560. I've never used a fat separator. Didn't know that there was such a device, although there is a device that for just about every kitchen task. Garlic press. I've had one for about 10 years, but before that, I would take cloves of garlic and chop them up finely with a knife. If that is a very labor-intensive process, a garlic press, put the cloves of garlic in it, press it, and voila, you have your minced garlic. 8 minutes till the top of the hour. We do have a caller waiting, so let's get back to the phones. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Mike.
Morning.
Hey, L&K restaurant used to have those jukeboxes in the booth.
Yes, they did. That was the place that I was thinking of. In fact, they had it into the when it was Jerry's. They had those jukeboxes well into the 90s. They finally took them out before they closed down, but yeah, L&K restaurant, the one we had here, and I think other L&Ks had them as well.
Yeah, they did. It was pretty cool.
It was.
I got last week you had a caller that said that you played a long song because you must have had something to do and you couldn't remember what it was.
Yeah.
It was Stay by Jackson Brown.
Uh-huh.
I like the song. Yeah. That's how I knew what he was talking about.
Yeah, and I was trying to get him to say, you know, it's a common, I guess, tale that disc jockeys play American Pie or other long songs when they have to go to the bathroom.
Got you.
But I'm here to say I can go to the bathroom during any Beach Boys song.
Yeah, there you go. That's all I got.
All right, well, thank you for calling. The LK restaurant over there on White Woman Street. That'd be, South White Woman Street, when it was Ike's Great American Restaurant and Jerry's. They used to have those. They had a jukebox in there and a, I don't know what you would call it. At each of the tables, it had the selector. And you'd put your coins in it. It didn't take dollars back in those days. But they had the little selector, the menu you could flip through and choose the code name of the song A3 and punch it in there. And it would play over the jukebox. It is 10:54. Phone lines are open. We do have another caller waiting, so let's get back to it. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I just listened to you about making that gravy. I always had to step up on because I had hounds out in my yard, and they would always say, oh, oh.
We got a bad connection, I'm afraid, which is too bad. Say that one more time. Oh, he's gone. And we talked about gravy and hens in the yards and making a specific sound. And then, we lost him. It is 10:55. I'll be back one more time right after this.
Gather your teammates and join the library for a special holiday edition of Trivia Night on Wednesday, December 15th at 6:30 p.m. All questions will be Christmas-inspired, and prize opportunities will be available. Trivia Night will be held at the Coshocton Public Library and is open to adults of all ages. Registration is required and can be completed at coshoctonlibrary.org.
The Coshocton Public Library System. Explore a world of possibilities.
This is the voice of the Buckeyes, Paul Keels. It's the greatest rivalry in college football. Join us Saturday as Ohio State is at Michigan.
Down the left side, inside the 10, Olave got it for a score. He'll put that one into the end zone, caught for a touchdown. Garrett Wilson on a 10-yard catch. Ball in the hands, throws in the end zone, caught, Rucker, touchdown.
We'll be on the air with the AEP Energy Buckeye pregame show beginning at 10:30 a.m. here on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Some would call 88-year-old Sally Jackson a lucky senior.
A few years ago, a family member offered to move in and care for Sally so that she wouldn't have to leave the comfort of her own home.
But soon after, one of Sally's neighbors, Carol, paid a visit, unannounced.
Something wasn't quite right.
Sally's demeanor and physical appearance had changed.
Luckily, Carol was aware of warning signs that might signal elder abuse.
Such as bruises, poor hygiene,
isolation, depression,
appearing withdrawn or unusually quiet, as if to hide something.
When victimized, elderly people often feel ashamed, confused.
But an alert neighbor helped Sally.
Not all abused seniors are as lucky as Sally Jackson.
McGruff the Crime Dog here. The National Crime Prevention Council wants to help you and your loved ones prevent elder abuse. Know what to look for. Know how to report it to local law enforcement agencies.
To learn more, go to ncpc.org/seniors. That's ncpc.org/seniors. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Department of Justice.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi. I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
Well, before I left my campsite, I was putting out my fire, and out of nowhere, Smokey Bear showed up and hugged me?
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. He likes it when people correctly put out their campfires. He's pretty big on wildfire prevention. He's just letting you know you did good with a hug. He's a hugger.
I just got a bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update!
All right, I'm going to let you go now. I've got a lot of ranger stuff to do. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
Well, that will wrap up today's Communication Lines program, and thank you all for calling, and thank you for listening, and thanks for the recipes and family traditions and Michigan jokes as well. Go Bucks! Let's take a look at our weather forecast. Mainly sunny today. Going to be cold with highs in the upper 30s. Clear tonight, lows in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny in the morning, then becoming a partly sunny, highs in the upper 40s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night, chance of showers after midnight, lows in the upper 30s, chance of rain 30%. For Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, considerably cloudy with a chance of showers in the morning, then a showers in the afternoon, highs in the mid-40s, chance of rain 80%, going to be a wet Thanksgiving. Thursday night, cloudy with rain showers in the evening, and a chance of rain and snow showers after midnight, little or no snow accumulation, lows in the upper 20s, chance of precipitation is 80%. Friday, partly sunny and cold, with highs in the mid-30s. It is currently 35 degrees in Coshocton. You're listening to WTNS-FM, Coshocton, Ohio. It's 11 o'clock. Here's the news from the Associated Press.
Listen to the WTNS Communication Lines Monday through Friday from 9 until 11 a.m. on WTNS-FM 99.3 or online at mywtnsradio.com.